It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Good morning. This weather alert update is brought to you by Exarban ARS Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Mostly cloudy skies. We are going to be in a winter weather mix. Looking at anywhere from 3 to 5 inches of snow today. 31 expected for the high. The snow should be tapering off overnight, and then Tuesday just transitioning into cloudy skies. Maybe a little bit of chance of some snow early, but other than that, 29 degrees right now, 27 degrees. It's 6:05. Here are your news headlines. A school principal is under arrest for intentional child abuse. Police arrested the Fontenelle Elementary principal on Friday. Was placed on administrative leave in December when a Fontenelle teacher was arrested for child sexual assault of students at the school.
Can you believe that? I can't even believe that.
You're seeing accountability is what you're seeing.
Yeah. And there should be.
People are outraged all the time and you're starting to see.
So the Douglas County prosecutors, they're saying that the principal failed to report the alleged sex abuse by this teacher after he was informed about the incidents back in November. So if that is the case, you know, this principal knew and was sitting on it, children were still at risk, you know. So,
and, I mean, the way it actually came into the, you know, into the light was by the teachers. They finally were just like, we got to do something. Obviously, this guy's not going to do anything about it. So, yeah.
You just feel bad for that whole community. You know, I mean, Fontenelle Elementary, it's, you know.
They're like, stop saying the name of our school. That's how you can start.
Well, no, they probably are. It's just, I feel bad. This. All the parents. Yeah. I mean, it's just the suffering that you do. And then the teachers, like, trying to look out for the kids. So,
well, how does it ever even happen? I mean, it's more and more.
I don't know. How do they?
You know, how is anyone involved with teaching or children? You know, clearly you can't really vet for that.
No.
You don't really know.
And then just,
didn't this guy roll in from someplace else where he had had?
Yeah, he's been several places. He's bounced around.
Where there have been also, yeah, like, I mean, that's always surprising to me. Like, don't you call, hey, before you hire, I mean, remember when you'd get a gig and they want your references and they call your old boss and you're like, gosh, I hope they say something nice about me.
I don't know. In an HR world where people are so afraid of getting sued.
You would think they do,
you know,
but who knows?
Maybe it's not like that, that people don't talk.
Jeez, I mean, that is a flawed system if
really?
Somebody is...
Then you look at the Catholic Church, has been working there for quite a stretch.
Yeah.
I'm not sure of his background. He made great potato salad.
I love potato salad.
We see here your priest has been at 16 other parishes.
I know, there's just ish problems.
But that's all within the same company. Do you see what I'm saying? I mean, you're all part of the same corporate structure of the Catholic Church.
Regardless.
So you're being moved around, like, whatever. But this is like you're going to a whole new school district. Don't you think they would have, like, ding-ding-ding, hey.
It's all bad. It's just, I mean.
Apparently
it's
not.
Just all bad. There's a teacher that just got busted again, too, by the way, for having child porn on his computer. I mean, that just happened. That broke last night. I think it did.
I think some of it
is.
I think some of it is technology. That teachers and administrators have access to kids that they didn't before.
Yeah.
You know, kids have phones. You hear these stories of being able to direct message.
Your teacher.
You know, like some of maybe the gatekeepers are out of the way.
Gosh, I would never. Yeah.
I don't remember having very close relationships with teachers other than what happened when you were in class with people around.
That's it.
But when you were away from school, it was like they couldn't. Now, we're obviously old.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we didn't have, like, email or anything.
We didn't have a thing.
Your parents couldn't, you know, you didn't see that teacher again until parent-teacher conferences or stuff like that, you know?
There's definitely a...
This is your problem, Mel. You have children.
Yeah, we don't.
No, I know. I mean, I'm trying to think about, like, just if something like this came to light in the grade school, just how terrible, how it would shake the entire community. You know, to just, because you would know, you would, even if you didn't have a kid in that class, you know those parents, you might know the kid from something else.
And if we were untouched by it, we assume we were. I mean, I always wonder, I'm like, well, I don't ever remember that happening when I was a kid, but geez, maybe we don't even know.
Right.
Or maybe I blocked it out or yeah, whatever. You're right.
People that come out later and tell these stories are like, dude, that was happening when we were all in school. You didn't say anything, but kids are like that. Kids keep those secrets. They don't want to.
Journey.
It's. just
happy news.
Yeah.
After this.
Totally. We've got the Grammys. Country singer Kacey Musgraves celebrating a big win this year's Grammys. She took home Album of the Year last night, along with Best Country Album for her 2018 release, Golden Hour.
Didn't you think she was pretty amazing? Just even when she was singing with Katy Perry.
Yes, and Dolly Parton. Oh,
the Dolly Parton thing was amazing.
That was so cool. God, Miley Cyrus is just a force.
Is she not? I was like, this should crown it, that she's like the top of the game. I think of female singers. Like, just her showbiz side alone, she's amazing, relaxed, comfortable, can just kill it. But then her vocal range, Miley Cyrus is just awesome.
She's a phenom. I mean, honestly, and I was thinking about that last night watching her. I mean, she's toe-to-toe up there with Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton's the one getting the, you know, but Dolly Parton's her godmother. I don't know if you knew that or not, they're all friends and, you know, what have you. But yeah, but still, to watch her go toe-to-toe with somebody like that and just be able to hold her own, you're like, wow.
Seeing her dad, Billy Ray.
And whatever happened to the sister?
It's so amazing to see a man of his age still struggling with his look.
Yes.
His hair has gotten a little long.
And her sister was sitting there. She hasn't really done anything, has she?
The sis and the mom, the whole family is pretty cool. But you know, if as a group, if the Cyruses are going anywhere, you're waiting for dad.
Oh,
dad is still getting ready.
Hey, dad.
It's the whole
family.
Dad's done doing his hair. We're ready to go.
Yeah. Yes. Which blue jeans do I wear? But more, it's about the hair.
Baby, which jeans? Everyone's in the lobby. Let's go.
Oh, man.
What is dad doing?
Somebody said something about his hair, and he got insecure, and he went back in. I'm going to kill that guy.
Yeah, it was Grammys. It's not. I forgot about it until last second, but it was all right, I think.
Baby, we can leave, but it's still wet. I feel like you can tell it's still wet. Dad, your hair is fine. No one cares.
Seriously, zero people. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar is officially making a run for the White House in 2020. This is a ever-growing, sprawling field of people. I mean, the one thing that's interesting is more than ever, we have more female candidates than we've ever seen before. So Klobuchar, she is from neighboring state, Minnesota. 58 years old. She made her announcement in front of a crowd of supporters, braving like
in the
14
middle of a
degrees
blizzard.
Snowy
with,
yeah.
I know. I had to zoom in on that. I was like, is that a hat?
Giant snowflakes, but just huge flakes coming down. I mean, it was good visuals.
Yeah. She joins Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts, Kamala Harris from California, Kirsten Gillibrand from New York, Cory Booker from New Jersey, Sherrod Brown from Ohio. And Bernie Sanders from Vermont he's considering, he hasn't named it yet, but she's the first Midwesterner. That's the big thing. Everybody so far has been coastal. She's sort of the first moderate and the first Midwesterner. She, you know, so hopefully we're getting some diversity finally in this field.
She's trying it looks like she's running on early on, like, let's bring some niceness back, you know, decency.
It's snowiest February in Seattle in 70 years. There's still more to come. A powerful blizzard dropped 8 inches of snow in parts of Seattle over the weekend, and more is on the way. Another 1 to 2 inches is expected this morning.
I don't know where ours came from Saturday night. I thought it was going to snow on Sunday night, and then I woke up to that fun stuff. I think it got about 3 inches.
Yeah, it wasn't so bad. Yeah. People really kind of... Looked like the trucks got out and were on it.
Yeah.
You feel bad for a city like Seattle. I mean, they normally average less than an inch of snow for a month, and they've gotten 8 inches.
They love it. I feel bad for
wet
them.
And soggy, and it's the cold
like
temps.
Dusting.
Yeah, they're able to have snowball fights.
Oh, it's going to be a good one. Samsung is selling a smart refrigerator with a built-in dating app. Oh, yes. Now your fridge can help you find love for the low, low price of $4,000.
What does it tell you? You're fat. Donate your fat.
Refrigerating. So your level of romantic interest in a prospective mate lets you swipe left or right, just like Tinder. But instead of gazing at people's headshots, you're looking at pictures of inside their fridge. Their whole thing is the contents of the fridge can tell you a lot about somebody's personality.
It's really weird, though. Who would want to give up that info? Like, who out there wants people to see inside their fridge? You know, a stranger.
I laugh to think about.
Fridge.
I don't even find that interesting. I don't even like to go into people's fridges.
Why don't you get down to the nitty gritty? Why don't you show the inside of someone's toilet? Is it clean?
No!
Seat up or down?
You want to date this person?
Yeah. Just a little thing.
I was just laughing. Think about how much time and effort people put into the photo that they're going to post on Tinder or something. Like how much, you know, like we're talking about Billy Ray Cyrus, how much quaffing.
Honey, I want to date jeans. Anyone who has dating app on their fridge.
No, and then does it stay? I mean, eventually.
That's someone who's gripping.
I just think, like, how much curating of the inside of your fridge. Okay, should I put the LaCroix there? No. That just looks too... That now I just look anal because it's all like I gotta look at like make it look casual in there. Maybe some to-go containers.
So basically describing your fridge.
Exactly. LaCroix was the first.
Well, these are the things that are in my fridge.
LaCroix. I had to think twice. What the hell is LaCroix?
No, Molly only drinks sparkling water.
Is that all you drink for real?
Yeah.
Is that what you do? Oh, I didn't know that. I feel like we don't work together. I just found out that you were in dance class or dance squad or whatever. And then you drink LaCroix. Really, you drink that. Okay. Is it good?
Yep. I love it.
It's just bubbly water, right?
I love it. Yeah, but it's got, you know, like flavor, like it's got essence or whatever, you know, of lime or mandarin orange or whatever one you get. I got grapefruit the other day. It's just too tart. See? Not a big fan.
But the best part is two sips in, you feel like you're better than everyone else.
it's the feeling better than everyone else.
I like how she says it has essence of lime.
All right, so the dating Samsung dating fridge.
Refrigerating. Instead of refrigerating, refrigidating, huh?
I assume that the app on this smart fridge, though, does all kinds of cool
fridge-related
things.
Be standing at the fridge all day now.
Can you put filters on your fridge? Make all that leftover food look appetizing?
I mean, maybe it already exists, but someday the fridge that knows when food's going south... Mm-hmm. Knows when to reorder staples like eggs, milk, those days. You know what
I
mean?
There are those smart fridges that do tell you, like, we need milk. I mean, I saw that at, what was it, the Consumer Expo, so whatever they had.
Never the thing again when you're cooking and you were like, you know you're out of something and you go to the store and buy those staples and you get back in the middle of cooking and you realize you forgot.
Yeah.
You thought something was in the fridge, like butter, and you're out of butter. There's nothing more frustrating than like, oh my, I just went to the store. We don't have butter.
Yeah.
So
they do have those fridges where they like talk there. There's an app and you know, so you'll never not know ever again. Like it'll let you know when you're low on stuff or you can take, or the ones that are really creepy is that like there's a camera inside. So like you can look in your fridge. Like let's say like, do I have butter? Like, oh, let me check.
So you can date people. That's what this is.
That's stupid.
That's why I need the camera so they can see what's in your fridge.
The LaCroix. That's
where
right.
Where are they putting the LaCroix?
Yeah.
Just saying. All of a sudden, you're like realizing what kind of beer a guy's got in his fridge. Is he just a condiment guy?
Where do you put your LaCroix?
In my downstairs fridge.
Ooh.
I put it. I
so
have
I would
two
be able
fridges.
To tell on my Bumble app that like, oh, she's obviously looking to have an affair. And then if they can see it where the LaCroix is in my fridge, they would be like, oh, so he's a gay guy. That's okay.
Nothing's wrong
with
that.
I'll introduce him to my friend Kevin.
Seattle 94.1.
Hello.
What's going on?
You're listening to The Big Party Morning Show.
What's up, man? What can we do for you?
Hey, I was calling about that teacher or principal or whatever that you guys were talking about earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So what?
What?
I guess my question is about that is what does the community do to actually fix the problem? Because it seems like it's an ongoing problem.
Of a teacher, like inappropriate relations between teacher and a student? Well,
Andy better
in this case, they're both the teacher. Not only was the teacher disciplined, now the administrator that, you know, in charge was you know,
arrested and charged
for basically obstruction of justice for not reporting him. So
child abuse, all that stuff. So that how
this
it,
is
that's
a case
how it starts.
Of getting it right.
Yeah.
Maybe
I mean,
too
I think,
late, but
the big thing, I mean, at least.
I'll go ahead.
No. Please.
Somebody. go ahead.
Psychologically for the student though, wouldn't that affect them almost for a lifetime though?
Good.
you know?
I don't know. I mean, it's awful on every level, but I guess it, I mean, yeah, naturally, I'm sure it will.
What's your solution? So what do you got for us, sir? What's the solution?
I don't have a solution because, all right, so I have a daughter that is 5 months old, and I just, you know, afraid for her life, you know, if anything ever happened.
Yeah.
I would almost want to kill the person, you know, if somebody touched my daughter like that.
Yeah, I know.
The big thing is finding a community that you feel safe. I mean, you know, being a part of that as well, like not just being a sideline parent, but somebody who meets these teachers and is involved in you know, the community that is the school, that helps other parents keeping an eye. I mean, that's the big thing for when my kids first started going to the school, we took on this training where it's like, if you were going to volunteer in the classroom, you had to take this, you know, training, and part of it was very unpleasant, but you had to watch these videos about people who are child predators, how they did it, and things to look for. Like if you see a kid that could possibly be being abused, to be able to notice that and do something about it. So I think accountability is a big one too.
Everybody needs to be paying attention, you know, to everything, protecting everyone's kids, you know. But hey, sir, thanks for calling. Appreciate your call.
All right.
Okay, take care.
If you look into the stuff with like Project Harmony, how often abuse happens of kids on various levels, physical, emotional, sexual, it's depressing. I mean, the fact that the numbers are going up.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's like porn, but it does seem like we've got more damaged individuals out there. I mean, I don't...
Yeah, are we just hearing more about it? I mean, I just wonder if it's just more... I don't necessarily know or... I don't know the numbers where there's like more of it going on, but I do know that we are more aware of it now, which maybe is a good first step toward getting rid of the problem.
Get rid of the problem.
Where before it used to be like when we were growing up, nobody talked about that stuff. Nobody talked about it. There was stranger danger, like you don't want to get kidnapped, but nobody was talking about like the stuff that was the people that you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I was raised in the Catholic Church from a tiny child and personally don't have any stories. I mean,
I don't either.
But now as an adult, clearly we have all these things coming out. I mean, you always heard sort of, I guess, whispers or supposedly it happened elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It was never around you.
It's just dark and just
awful, it's very depressing. Welcome to Monday. This is the Fontenelle school story, though. The Fontenelle, who was it, the principal that got arrested?
Right.
Yeah.
Apparently, the allegation is that the principal knew something back in November and didn't report it or didn't do anything about whatever was going on with the teacher.
For child neglect and child abuse, you know, because, it's interesting when I saw that because I didn't know what the charge exactly was, but. Yeah, that was it. I mean, this guy was amongst all the children.
I mean, the bad guy is the teacher, this Greg Sedlicek, who was a first-grade teacher. He's facing felony charges for suspicion of first-degree sexual assault. The surprising story is you don't hear accountability like that of the principal getting arrested. Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the instance with this Bellevue teacher that just got, popped for having child porn, I guess he took his computer into a company to get it cleaned and fixed or whatever. There was a virus or something. And this guy reported it.
I bet there was a virus.
You know, this guy saw it and was like, all right, this guy is obviously a creepo. So he reported it. So that just has to happen. People just have to keep, you know, it's just nuts.
Telling creepy people to go get their computer scrubbed.
Everyone get it done for free.
Channel 94.1.
Last night were the Grammys, the biggest night in music.
It was all about women and rap.
Yes. Yeah. It was a big year for both. Kacey Musgraves took home the big one. She won 4 Grammys last night, including Album of the Year for Golden Hour. She performed with Dolly Parton in that, you know, cool segment that they all did.
It was her and Katy Perry going back and forth at first. It almost seemed like Katy Perry was trying to like one-up her.
Yeah, Katy Perry did not sound the strongest in that whole group. I felt kind of bad.
They both looked really good.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Yes.
I think the weirdest performance.
But two different vocal ranges.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what was a cool tribute to Dolly Parton, that she had both of those ranges. Mm-hmm. The big heavy, which is what Katie was doing, the low heavy, And then Casey was doing the high.
All right, so Dolly Parton, I had to look up how old she is. Oh, my God. I was
She's
old. Wow. She's like 88.
I thought it was funny that they did 9 to 5. I mean, when first got cable when we were little kids, this is, shows how old I am. That movie was on all the time. So I've seen Dolly Parton, that movie with her, like a million times. Because there's another thing on HBO when you were a little kid. Working 9 to 5. And how kind of telling and fitting it is for the current climate, you know, like for all about the ladies. That was kind of ahead of its time.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, in Me Too and stuff. People should go back and watch the movie 9 to 5.
Sorry, I
got a 1980s movie with like sexism in the workplace. Dabney Coleman is their jerk boss.
So good.
I made a mistake. She's not 87. She's 73. Bob Newhart was 87. Apparently, I was looking up ages all night last night. Because, Bob Newhart stepped up and I was like,
so I was going to say, 88. Good God.
What did she say? Dolly Parton's 73. I think she looks.
She still looks great.
Same that she's looked since she was in like her late 40s.
Yeah, so I was telling Molly, I was telling Wileen, I was like, hey, Dolly Parton has not aged in 20 years. She looks exactly the same, sounds the same. She's just fantastic. Sexy.
Yeah, I was blown away by her voice.
Now he's just saying words.
Sexy. Mm-hmm. I think she's very attractive. I hope to look that good at 73.
The other big surprise was Childish Gambino.
Wins and is not there.
Yes. It was less surprising that he wasn't there. I mean, he was a no-show. He said
Grammys,
that he was going to be. Yes. The Grammys. Donald Glover was supposed to be at the ceremony and then just didn't. I don't know, without any explanation.
Okay.
But he's the first rapper to win Song of the Year. For This Is America, which also nabbed Record of the Year. And then Ariana
Grande. It was almost like a protest not being there.
Yeah, I don't know why it wouldn't be.
And then,
what about Michelle Obama coming out? The ladies at the start. It was very female-centric.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Alicia Keys was great. She was the host. She had a great vibe. Very relaxed. I thought she was awesome. She came out and really genuinely took the tension out of the room. She said, relax your shoulders if anyone's nervous.
Nice.
I thought she was really cool. I thought that was a nice tone that you don't usually see at award shows like that. If somebody getting up there.
Being zen.
Yeah.
Instead of like, Yes. I mean, she was definitely the calmer approach to hosting. Of like, let's just all have love and good times. And why we got to stress? It's just we all love music. That's what brought us all here. So let's just love.
Because you were sort of force-fed that it's all about the ladies, but it did come across. It worked.
It did.
Because she's
so genuine.
It could
have been phony. But yeah, because it was genuine.
The weirdest performance last night, I think, was that Lady Gaga. That was making me uncomfortable. I don't know what she was doing.
Oh, really?
That's how she performs that song every time. It is like that.
That?
Orgasmic. It's weird face.
That was weird.
I loved her outfit.
And then her holding
the
look.
Sweetest.
Everyone's making memes out of the look. The camera, you could even tell the camera guy was like, oh, you want me to do this? Okay. All right, we're doing
holding.
This. And she's
like
doing her
she's
upside
like crouching
down.
Tiger. It was strange.
I loved that artist, her.
Yeah, she's great too.
Oh my gosh, I don't think I've ever seen her perform live. It was so good.
She's in stride right now. She's 21.
She won for... she's 21? Good God.
Yeah, apparently the party was Wikipedia-ing everyone's age last night.
Is there a wonder?
Burning down the internet.
I must be getting old. I am. Yeah, I was trying to figure out who she is and what she's all about. But yeah,
she's really cool. Yeah. She won a ton last night. She won Best R&B Album, Best R&B Performance.
Yeah, she's good.
So she was having a good night.
You're right, Jeff. I did. That's three people at the top of my head right now that I aged. I looked up the age. Wow.
Just really, really feeling
what's
it.
What's going on?
Really wanted to know more about the ages.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Over the weekend, when people were not just getting ready for the Grammys, it was Jennifer Aniston's 50th birthday party. Wow. Talk about a who's who and what's what. It was like a parade of exes. Brad Pitt even went. Which is just so strange.
So that was the story that they said that she was really happy. She commiserated over whether or not to invite him.
Mm-hmm.
But then she did and he showed up and she was glad. And people were like, wasn't that big deal. They really only talked a little bit. But it was her 50th and she wanted everyone in her life to be there.
That's awesome.
And so she was really glad that everybody like she invited showed up.
That's awesome. I wonder if Rosen went. Rebecca, she does things with her. Yeah, that'd be
But if you're Brad Pitt, you had Gwyneth there and Jennifer Aniston.
I know, that was the thing. So people may not remember, but Gwyneth Paltrow and Brad Pitt were pretty hot and heavy for quite some time. And so that was the thing, is that she was also at the party. So it was a parade of exes, I guess, for Brad Pitt, too.
Yeah, what would that be like to be at a party like that with all those big names?
Pretty cool, because it was at a hotel.
Wow.
Yeah, so Sunset.
If you could have snuck into that, or if you were a waiter working that would have been so cool to be like, holy cow, like everyone is here. But maybe that happens in LA all the time.
But a lot of people were showing up, because I know that Kate Hudson went, because I saw a picture of her stepping out with, you know, her husband. You know, they just had a baby. So it's just interesting.
So Aniston's ex, John Mayer's there, as well as his ex, Katy Perry, John Mayer's ex. Katy Perry's there with Orlando Bloom, George and Amal Clooney, Reese Witherspoon, Robert Downey Jr., Ellen DeGeneres, Barbara Streisand, Keith Richards, Kate Hudson, Laura Dern, Demi Moore.
Oh, my gosh.
Lisa Kudrow, Courtney Cox. It's like Swing a Dead Cat. And you're hitting someone famous.
You got to love hitting somebody famous.
Swinging a dead cat. Whee! That'd be a great commercial.
Whee! Slap, 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 slap,
Why
slap.
Why are people complaining?
It's just so fun. So, yes, it was a glitterati weekend in Hollywood, whether it was music or or the movie set.
You know, I'm curious, did you guys see during the Grammys, did you see the guy, who was it, Dan and Shay, the guy with his fly down?
Yes, I took a picture and tweeted that. Yeah, I
didn't see it?
No.
I tweeted that.
We're not drinking tequila.
I'll send you a photo.
Barn door wide open. Yeah. I felt so bad because the guy nailed it.
Yes.
And he did the big finish.
Stop it.
Yes. Held the note forever.
I saw him holding the note, but I was doing other stuff. I was cleaning up the kitchen.
Gate wide open. And I took a photo. I was like, I got to tweet that out. I don't tweet out stuff often. But yeah, it was nothing was hanging or anything like that. But it was just that moment
still,
of
wardrobe. Fail.
It was that moment where everyone in the audience knows.
And no one said anything.
Except Dan or Shay, whichever it was. But the other one, Dan or Shay, I guarantee was like,
oh, no.
I saw your fly was open, but I didn't want to say anything while we were singing.
I couldn't.
That was a good performance by those guys.
No, they They killed it.
It was weird because what
I noticed
is they were back to back. They weren't even, it's like they were mad at each other and wouldn't look at each other through the whole performance. That was a great performance. I was happy. And I loved that song all over again just because of that. And then the fly was down. I was like, oh, this is
awful.
It's all things considered, I thought the Grammys were good.
Yeah. I wasn't
like whoever produced it last night, live performances for the most part were pretty good. It had a good tone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was
and
good.
I probably Thank shouldn't God. Have because I'm a man and it didn't seem like it was produced for me. It was sort of like, change the channel, you man oppressor.